Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Every year, John Harris ranks his top 100 draft candidates in the Harris 100. Right now, he's going to reveal his top 10. Each one of these guys has a chance of being a Houston Texan. Let's do that right now. Hey, Ben, let's cue up some football music of some sort.
Well, I'm glad you asked for it,
inspirational
Seth.
John Facenda type stuff.
Yes.
So the Harris 100, I don't want to spoil anything here, but I'm guessing that you. I know this summer you were a little bit higher on Spencer Rattler than you are now.
Yeah.
So
that's
my – okay, give me your top 10 minus – minus Spencer Rattler. So was I.
Yeah.
John, I had high aspirations for him.
Well, I was hoping that he was going to grow up and mature, and that hasn't happened. I think there are a myriad of issues, so it's interesting. But at Football Takeover, my website where I do a lot of my draft stuff that doesn't fit for what we do for the Texans, I put together a preseason Harris 100. So you can see, you can compare and contrast what I felt before the season till now. Now, my Harris 100 version 2 will be out next week. But since I was going to be on the radio with Seth, I figured, you know what? What can I bring to the party? What can I do? What can I do my job and do it well? And hopefully that's what I do. All right, Seth, here's the one question for you. You want me to go 1 through 10 or 10 through 1?
Let's go 10 through 1.
Okay.
And then I guess since we don't have that much time, maybe a little blip about why this guy would be a good fit for the Texans.
Okay. At number 10, I have someone I would imagine nobody in Houston has heard of, and his name is Trevor Penning. He's an offensive tackle from Northern Iowa. And you're going, no, I haven't even heard of Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa FCS program. Spencer Brown, who started for the Bills against the Texans. That's when I first saw Trevor Penning, because I was studying Spencer Brown last year. And I'm like, he's okay, but 70 is really good. Look at this dude. Athletic, twitchy, if that's right, for an offensive lineman. He just doesn't move around like an offensive lineman. He moves like an athlete and has got nasty to his game. Trevor Penning, Northern Iowa offensive tackles at number 10. Number 9 is a name that a lot of people have heard, especially, well, you should have heard of this, Seth, because you are an Aggie. DeMarvin Leal, defensive end, defensive tackle, whatever you want him to be. He can play anywhere from 3 tech to 9 tech.
Yeah.
He's a stud athlete. He's 290 pounds. He moves around like he's 250. He is a versatile piece, and I could see him really fitting in this defense with the Texans, not because he's an Aggie, but because he's got that. And I know some people hear the word versatility, and let me tell you this about versatility real fast. And Seth, you know this, so I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. You say a guy's versatile, it sometimes means, and a lot of times means, we really don't know if he's good at either of these positions, but he's played them before. When I say a guy's versatile, it means that he's good at those positions. And DeMarvin Leal is good at a number of positions. He had number 9.
I think he'd be a really good fit in this defense,
yes,
too, for just being able to slide him down inside, keep him outside, a zone blitz drop into coverage. Yeah, I like him a lot.
Athletic dude. All right, number 8 is the new version, the football version of the Greek Freak from Purdue. Edge rusher. And again, he's a guy I think can bump inside, but I think he can stay on the edge that much more. And that's George Karloftis from Purdue. Absolute wonderful player to watch. He got on Purdue's campus as a freshman. I remember watching him. I'm like, he's a defensive lineman wearing a single digit. We talked about single digits earlier. Defensive lineman wearing single digits, I'm paying attention to because they're athletes. And this dude off the edge, he is a house of fire. He is double-teamed, chipped, more than I think anybody that I've seen. and he still can get to the quarterback. He plays the run really well. George Karlaftis is at number 8. Number 7 was the guy that I originally had at number 1. And the only reason I have a number 7 is because he really hasn't played much this year. And he didn't play a lot last year in 2020 because he's dealing with some injuries. But I think his overall natural talent to play corner is off the charts, and that's Darryl Stingley Jr. from out of LSU. I think that LSU could possibly have a top 5 corner in these next 2 drafts. There's a sophomore there by the name of Eli Ricks who played at Mater Dei out in California, who I think could be a top 5 pick as well in the 2023 draft if he comes out. If Stingley comes out, I think he's going to end up top 5, but he's number 7 in large part just because he hasn't played, but he's the closest thing to Jalen Ramsey that I've seen. So I would bang the table if I'm sitting in there saying, hey, bring Stingley here. Now, the question with Stingley, and just for corners in general, is are you a man cover team? And if you draft a guy like Stingley, but you play a lot of zone like the Texans do, are you really going to get max value out of Stingley? That it's worth asking that question, but that's for down the road.
Yeah.
Number 6, a center. And people, a center? Yeah. He's the best center I've studied, I think, maybe ever. I think he's the highest I've ever had at center. It's Tyler Lindenbaum from out of Iowa. A wrestler. There is a video out there of him in a state wrestling championship meet taking Tristan Wirsch to the ground. I mean, pancaking him and pinning him. And it's like, yo, this guy's a stud. I did a full write-up on him, a full scouting report watching the Maryland game. And it's phenomenal. And if you're running zone game, Tyler Lindenbaum is the center you want. But he's 295 pounds. But because he's a wrestler, and Seth, you know how things work for wrestlers. You know, Justin Britt has that too. There's something about leverage, just one-on-one battles. Lindenbaum is an absolute stud. He's at number 6. At number
Who's
5.
The highest drafted center. That's up there for a center.
Yeah.
Pouncey was like 15th overall, right? Is anybody higher than Pouncey?
I don't know. I don't expect Lindenbaum to be a top 5-6 draft pick because I do think there are going to be some quarterbacks that get up there for some reason. But
that might be a nice one. If the Texans end up having multiple first-round picks, that's where you get a top-five type talent, but a position that doesn't get drafted that high. That'd be
exactly.
Nice.
Okay. Number 5, his name is Icky. Well, his name is Ikem, but they call him Icky. And he plays tackle at NC State. Icky Ikwanu. Seth, I want to make sure I say this. There are no kids in the car. It's Black Friday. When you watch Icky Ikwanu play tackle, it'll move. I'm just saying. It'll move. He's nasty. Nasty. And he is athletic. Going into the year, I thought guard. But watching a couple of 3 games this year, I'm like, boy, he looks more and more like a tackle. He's going to get the Elijah Vera Tucker treatment. He can be either. That's what AVT, who we'll see on Sunday for the Jets, that's what he did. He played tackle his final year. And then teams were like, whoa, we like him at tackle. Some teams liked him at guard. He's playing guard now. Maybe he'll move out to tackle eventually. But Ikwanu is one nasty mother bleeper. I love him at NC State. Number 4, arguably the best athlete in the draft at 6'7", 355 pounds. Coached by former Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien at Alabama. Tutored by former Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone at Alabama, it's Evan Neal, number 1 on the Bruce Feldman freaks list, which Bruce Feldman goes and talks to everybody in college football, and they give him a list of, you know, hey, this guy does this, this guy benches this, this guy is this athletic. Evan Neal is a freak as well. He was number 1 on the list at 6'7", 355 pounds, and if you've ever seen a man that big jump onto a 36-inch box and do the split simultaneously?
There's a thing about him, too, because sometimes, you know, with offensive tackles, there's guys who, when they're 6'7", their size can be used against them because they don't move all that well.
Yeah.
But then there are guys like Jonathan Ogden, who I think was 6'8",
yeah.
Who Monster. just they make you feel like a little boy because you can't, like, you can't even get into that. You know, like the way an older brother will hold off his younger brother just by putting his hand on his head, and the younger brother, you know, flails and everything. That's what you feel like playing a guy like that.
That's
I could see Evan Neal having that big brother strength over kids.
I think hands have got to speed up a little bit, but man, if he gets a hand on you, you are done. At number three, go blue. Aiden Hutchinson. And Seth, watch me speak to Texans fans here. I read an article that was talking about draft picks, and a scout, anonymous scout, who we all love, was quoted as saying, he's the fourth Watt brother.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, interesting. And then I thought, man, you know what he is? He's essentially the marriage of JJ and TJ. My buddy Tyler Sudarth texted me the other day. And he said, hey, what? When JJ and TJ, how are they different? What? I said, well, JJ is almost 300 pounds. And I said, TJ is about 245, 250. TJ is not going to go inside. I'm like, Hutchinson is kind of the marriage of them both. Mm-hmm. And I got a feeling that scouts will absolutely love Hutchinson. His relentlessness, what he did to Jackson Kirkland from Washington on a Saturday night in front of a national audience was just a border on abuse. At number two, Kayvon Thibodeau. Oregon. I'm going to wait for a second because I know Texans fans are like, all I've heard about is Kayvon Thibodeau being the number one pick. He's the number one pick. Look, Kayvon Thibodeau is a very, very good player. He's got twitch. He's got a plethora of pass rush moves. But Kayvon Thibodeau, Aiden Hutchinson, they're not Nick or Joey Bosa. They're not Von Miller. They're not Myles Garrett. They are excellent, well-skilled pass rushers that will come and make an impact for your team. They do not have the twitch of guys that came out, even like Clowney. Clowney couldn't bend. This guy can bend, and he can do some different things, and he's impressive. But I have him at number two because he's the number two player in prospect in this class. But if you said, all right, you got Von Miller, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa in this class, Myles Garrett, Thibodeau's five, maybe even six. But he's number two here, and he is a shade ahead of Hutchinson. A shade. And at number one, and we should have Sean Pendergast call in because he's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Kyle Hamilton, the safety at Notre Dame. And this is why, and Hamilton's been banged up. I think he hurt his knee against, not Purdue, but I think maybe North Carolina. He got hurt, and he's not played since, and it might be he's not going to play unless there's a playoff game for Notre Dame. I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't. I know safety is not what you would consider your priority position, you know, tackle, quarterback, cornerback. But if you have a guy back there at safety, and I think of Derwin James, I think of Brandon Staley with Derwin James, and I'm like, wow, Kyle Hamilton's a better overall athlete. The guy that I compare Kyle Hamilton to is a guy that maybe some younger folk don't remember, Sean Taylor. What Sean Taylor did on a football field, he should have been illegal. And I had watched Sean Taylor from the time he was a running back at high school at Gulliver Prep to the time he became Sean Taylor in the NFL. Kyle Hamilton's the closest thing I've ever seen to him. I think Kyle Hamilton is elite at safety more so than the other guys that I've mentioned are elite at their particular positions. He is a little bit reckless in tackling, doesn't always wrap up and do the things, but if you have him in the middle of the field, and he's making interceptions all the way to the sideline like he did on the first night against Florida State, and you see some of the things he does on a consistent basis, you might agree that Kyle Hamilton is he's number one.
I think there's – so there it is. That's the top 10 of the Harris 100. You can check it out at footballtakeover.com. John Harris in for us this morning as Sean has the day off.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.